我们进入马可福音的最后一段，第五章。
So we are entering into the last part of Mark chapter 5.
叫使女复活。
To raise a dead girl.
如果我们回到第五章的21节。
So if we turn back to chapter 5, verse 21.
22节哈，有一个管会堂的人名叫雅鲁那夫妇在耶稣脚前来求他。
So here it says that one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet.
他的女儿死了所以他来求主耶稣。
So his daughter had died, and he came to inquire of Jesus.
死可以有两种解释。
So death can have two explanations.
这里是指肉体的死。
So first, so here it refers to the physical death.
那人都有感情了，所以肉体死当然是很难过的。
So because humans all have emotions, when someone passes away, then they are of course very sad.
所以他要求主耶稣，让他能够再复活。
So Jairus came to ask Jesus to allow her to be resurrected.
后来主耶稣真的叫他从死里复活。
And so later on, Jesus truly did allow this girl to be revived.
所以主耶稣是生命的主。
So Jesus is the Lord of life.
所以在约翰福音他自我介绍哈，生命在我，复活在我。
So in John, he introduces himself as being the resurrection and the life.
如果看英文说 I am 哈，我就是复活，我就是生命。
If we look at the English translation, it says that I am the resurrection and the life.
所以他就是生命的本身。
So Jesus is life itself.
那这个生命就是人的光。
And this life is the light of humankind.
所以主耶稣出来传道理，圣经就引用以赛亚书说，坐在死荫幽谷的人有光照耀。
So when Jesus came out to preach the gospel, it was fulfilling what was spoken in Isaiah about how there was a light coming out from the valley of the shadows of death.
所以在这里主耶稣叫一个女孩子死了复活。
So here, Jesus restored a girl to life.
那第二种的死就是灵魂的死。
So the second type of death is spiritual death.
我们还没有得到救恩之前，我们在罪里面，所以我们的灵性是在死的状态。
Before we receive salvation, our spiritual state was in a death, was in a dead state.
主耶稣也能够叫一个死的灵性能够再复活过来。
Jesus was able to allow someone who is spiritually dead to be revived.
所以受洗就是与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
So when we are baptized, we are dead together and buried together and revived together with Christ.
在洗礼的时候我们是罪人。
Before baptism, we were sinners.
进到主耶稣的宝血里面。
But when we enter into the blood of Jesus,
与主同死。
We die with Jesus.
然后从全身入水，与主同埋葬。
And we enter, or our whole body is immersed in the water, and we are buried with Jesus.
从水里面上来，与主同复活。
And when we come out of the water, then we are resurrected with the Lord.
所以在那个时候，我们就是活着。
So at this time, we are living.
进到神的生命里面，那个就是永生。
And we enter into the life of Jesus, which is eternal life.
所以主耶稣不管是肉体的死、灵魂的死，他都能够叫他复活。
So Jesus, no matter whether it is a physical or a spiritual death, he is able to resurrect
但是不止不管哈啊，是肉体复活是的复活哈，一个很重要得恩典的关键就是信心。
But so no matter whether we are talking about spiritual or physical resurrection, a very important and key point of this is faith.
好，那在这个地方啊，不是那个死的人的信心，以利亚已经死了。
So in this story, it was not about the faith of the dead person, but rather because this person has already died.
哦，是他的爸爸啊，跟他最亲的人，他的信心。
But rather, it was the faith of her father who is the closest to her.
所以有时候我们要救一个没有信主的人哦，他不懂得信啊，那怎么办呢？就是跟他最亲的人哦，那个信心来祈求。神就会感动神，让他来信主，得到属灵的生命。
So sometimes when we are trying to preach to someone, it seems very difficult. But a good method we can try is to reach out to someone who is very close to them, to ask them to use their faith to help and pray for this person to believe in God.
那如果三十五节哈，你看，有人从管会堂在家说：“你的女儿死的，不必再劳动先生吧。”
And in verse
35.
Oh, in verse 35, someone came to Jairus and said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?"
所以对大部分人来讲已经死了，你就不需要再请谁来，死就死了，就没有希望了。
So this person who came to Jairus figured that since the daughter is dead, then there's no more hope.
好，但是三十六节啊，耶稣说不要怕，只要信。
But in verse 36, Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, only believe."
啊，所以要关键是信。
So the key is faith.
好，那三十七节哈。
So in verse 37,
啊，主耶稣只带彼得、雅各、约翰。去，把其他人就不给他跟了。
So Jesus permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John.
然后到了这个耶鲁的家哈。
And when they reached the house of Jairus.
如果我们看三十九节。
If we look at verse 39,
40节哈，他们在笑耶稣了，因为主耶稣说他是睡的，不是死的。
In verse 48, they ridiculed him because Jesus said she was sleeping and not dead.
40节哈，主耶稣就把他们都赶出去了。
But in verse 40, he put them all outside.
因为要信，那神迹奇事才会发生。
Because you need to believe in order for miracles and signs to happen.
那些看热闹的，那些不信的啊，都跟神迹没有关系啊，所以全部都出去。
For those who are just there because there are crowds and other people are there with them, do not truly have the faith that Jesus is looking for.
所以我们也听过见证啊，有时候以前啊去赶鬼。
So we have heard of testimonies of people in the past who have gone to cast out demons.
没有信的人哦，你就不敢去参加那个赶鬼。
If you do not have faith, then you will be afraid to attend the session where they are casting out the demon.
那鬼也赶不出去。
And the demon can also not be cast out.
那这个神迹发生以后。
But after this miracle happened,
我们就看43节最后一节。
Let us look at verse 43, the last verse.
耶稣就吩咐他们，然后吩咐给他东西吃。
Jesus commanded them strictly and told them that something should be given her to eat.
这个就是人的本分，神的恩典要加上人的本分。
So this was the responsibility of the humans. So God will fulfill his responsibilities, but we need to as well.
所以这个人活了，那现在人的本分就给他吃了，所以他才会健康。
So, this girl was revived, but they needed to put in their own efforts to give her something to eat.
这是第五章。
So, this was chapter 5.
好，那我们现在进入第六章。
So, now let us continue to chapter 6.
这个第六章第一节到第六节。
Chapter 6, verse 1 to 6.
主耶稣出来传道理，跟第一章一样。有两件事情让人印象很深。
When Jesus went out to preach, just similar to chapter 1, there were two key points.
好，我们现在看第二节。
Let us look at verse 2.
在会堂里教训人，众人听见就稀奇说，这个人从哪里有这些事呢？他所赐给他们什么的智慧？他手所行者何等的异能呢？所以他对主耶稣的印象很深。第一个就是他的智慧，第二个就是他的能力。
So these people had a very deep impression of Jesus. One, it was because of his wisdom and also his power.
那这个智慧从哪里来？
So where did this wisdom come from?
主耶稣讲他从天上所听见所看见的，他来告诉这一些人。
Jesus said that he would come and preach to the people all that he had seen and heard in heaven.
所以他们听到主耶稣在讲道，就觉得这个道理是不是一边人间在讲的，是从神来的，所以这个就是充满着智慧。
So that when they heard Jesus speaking, they were astonished because they could tell that these words were not from man, but from God. And so Jesus was filled with wisdom.
所以箴言第九章在讲，我们可以看一下箴言第九章。
So Proverbs chapter 9.
第九章的第十节。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
这里讲敬畏神是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Here it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
认识至圣者，如果看英文，是神的知识。我们如果增加神的知识，那我们就变成很聪明。
So here it says that the fear of the Lord, as well as the knowledge of the Holy One, allows us to increase in our wisdom.
所以我们为什么要多读圣经呢？因为我们有认识神的知识。
So we read the Bible in order to understand more knowledge of the Holy One.
所以每一件事情每个人看法都不一样。
So for for all the things in the world, everyone will have different viewpoints.
但是每一个人看法总结叫做人的看法。
But every person's perspective is still the perspective of man.
那另外一个是，那神的看法是什么？
And another way we can look at this is what is the perspective of God?
那这个叫认识神的知识。
And this is to understand the knowledge of God.
所以如果我们看每一件事情从认识神的知识来看，这个叫做很聪明。
So if for everything we look from the perspective of the knowledge of God, then this person will be considered very wise.
也就是跟神看法一样，那这个最聪明。
In other words, it's having the same viewpoint as God, and this person is very wise.
对生命，对世界上重要的问题，我们的人生这个看法都跟神一样这个就是很聪明。
If with regards to our lives as well as the common problems that we encounter in our lives, we are able to have the same viewpoint as God, then this person is very wise.
那敬畏神是智慧的开端，那如果敬畏神，我们就会把这个知识行出来。
So in the first part, it also says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if we have the fear of the Lord, then we will act out this knowledge of the Holy One.
那这个就是智慧啊。
So this is wisdom.
啊，所以主耶稣啊，人看出他的智慧，不只是他讲的话，而且看他的生活。
So for the people who were with Jesus, they were able to see the wisdom of Jesus not only by his words, but through his actions.
哦，然后他的能力。
And also his mighty works.
哦，他的能力就是借着神的灵充满，就是神的能力充满。
And his mighty works came from being filled with the power of God.
哦，所以，那这样哦，主耶稣的村庄的人就很惊讶。
So because of this, the people from the hometown of Jesus were all very astonished.
哦，那如果很惊讶，他们有没有信呢？
So if they were very astonished, did they believe?
啊，如果我们看第三节啊。
If we look at verse 3.
啊，他就开始想到主耶稣的家庭。
They began to think about the family of Jesus.
哦，他母亲是木匠。
His father was a carpenter.
哦，他母亲叫玛利亚。
His mother was Mary.
然后他的兄弟。
And he had brothers.
还有妹妹。
And sisters.
这个主耶稣的家庭是很卑微的。
So Jesus came from a very, very plain, lowly family.
所以下面就说他们就厌弃他，这个中文点点点就是因他跌倒。
And so it says that they were offended at him, and in Chinese it says that they stumbled because of him.
如果我们到 Rema 去看，这个叫 stumble， 就是跌倒，主耶稣因为主耶稣跌倒。
So if we look at the original language, it says that they stumbled because of Jesus.
所以我们常常觉得说主耶稣要救我们，不错，主耶稣要救我们。
So we often say that Jesus is coming to save us, and it's not incorrect that Jesus is coming to save.
但是有时候人会因为主耶稣跌倒。
But there are people who might stumble because of Jesus.
因为当时的这个文士的法利赛人他在社会上是觉得高人一等的。
Because the scribes and the Pharisees at that time felt like they were of a higher social status.
那怎么能够去接受那个很卑微从木匠家庭出来一个人呢？
So how can you come to accept someone who is from a lowly family of a carpenter?
那主耶稣的家世背景跟这一些人好像配不起来。
It seems like the family background and status of Jesus was unable to match that of the other people.
所以他就不能接受，不能接受就跌倒了。
And so they were unable to accept him, and because of that, they fell and stumbled.
今天信耶稣的人很多。
So today there are many people who believe in Jesus.
所以教会也很多。
So there are many churches.
但是如果要叫人来相信真耶稣教会就很难了。
But if we ask people to come and believe the true Jesus Church, then it's very hard.
真耶稣教有真理是真的。
The true Jesus Church has the truth, and this is true.
然后这个身体有神的灵，这个也是真的。
And this body has the spirit of God, and this is also true.
这个身体有神的能力，这也是真的。
This body has the power of God, and this is also true.
那为什么会因为真耶稣教会跌倒？
But why is it that some people stumble because of the true Jesus Church?
第一个，你要看网上真耶稣教会历史是从1917从中国大陆出来。
So first, if we look at the history of the true Jesus Church, it was established in China in 1917.
所以大家想这个得救的真教会应该从神学的发源地像德国出来，什么从中国大陆？
So, some people may question and say that shouldn't the church be established starting from a place full of theological studies such as Germany, but why is it coming out from China?
第二个历史只有100年。
And second, our church history is only spans 100 years.
那其他的改革的这个改革中的教派都好几百年，天主教快两千年。
There are other types of church, Reformation churches and Catholic churches that have been in history for many, many more years.
那再来论这个教会的人数。
And we can also take a look at our church membership numbers.
你看天主教其他教会远远超过我们教会。
We can see that there are many other Catholic churches who may have a lot more members than we do.
好，那我们再看里面的人。
And if we look at the people within the church,
都是很普通的。
They might be all very normal, plain.
所以一看到这些外在的人就跌倒了。
So when we only look at the outward and physical appearance, then it's very easy for people to stumble.
所以不是真耶稣教会有什么问题，它是符合圣经的真教会，是因为人看它的外貌就跌倒。
So it's not that there is an issue with the true Jesus Church not abiding by the principles of the true church in the Bible, but rather some people, when they judge by outward appearance, they stumble.
所以我们就知道这个我们的信仰不能用眼睛看，要用属灵的智慧来判断。
So we know that in our faith, we cannot only look through our physical eyes, but we need to view things from a spiritual standpoint.
那他们不能够接受主耶稣，所以主耶稣就不行神迹了。
And because they, because of their unbelief, Jesus did not perform miracles with them.
所以就往隔壁的村庄去了。
And so he went to the other villages.
好，那我们现在就看第六章的第七节到十三节。
So now we can look at chapter 6, verse 7 to 13.
第六七节到十三节讲主耶稣差遣十二个门徒。
So verse 7 to 13 speaks about Jesus sending out the 12 disciples.
那我们看有几个特色我们来学习对我们有什么意思。
So we can look at some of the special points in this passage to see what we can learn.
好，我们先看马可第六章第七节。
Let us look at Mark chapter 6 verse 7.
差遣他们两个两个出去。
He sent them out two by two.
为什么要两个两个？
And why was it two by two?
传道书里面说两个比一个好。
In Ecclesiastes, it says that two are better than one.
三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
And a threefold cord is not easily broken.
所以你看主耶稣差别十二个使徒，十二个使徒里面又有彼得、雅各、约翰。这好像三股合成的绳子。
So within the 12 disciples, we can see Peter, James, and John were like a threefold cord.
然后这个三个人后来就变成教会的柱子。
And these three people became the pillars of the church.
就是承担教会圣工的重量。
And they bore the weight of the work of the church.
所以如果两个两个出去有什么工作两个可以互相帮助。
So if you go out two by two, then whenever there's help needed, then they can help each other.
比方说一个讲道理，一个讲见证，那这就很好的宣道的团队。
For example, if someone speaks a sermon and another speaks testimonies, then this is a very good partnership.
所以两个两个就不孤单。
So two by two, they will not be lonely.
那两个两个出去还有好处就是主耶稣讲你有两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在他们当中。
And another benefit of going out two by two is how Jesus has said that if two or three are gathered in my name, then I am there in their midst.
所以我们做圣工最少要两个成为一组。
So while we are doing holy work, we need at least two, a team of two.
有时候如果只有一个人做圣工有时候觉得很孤单也做不久。
Sometimes when we are doing holy work, if we do it alone, then we might start to feel lonely and we might not be able to carry it out for long.
而且还有就是，如果做圣工，神同工有果效，两个人出去，大家都很谦卑，因为我们是两个人做的。
And while we are doing holy work, if we go out in pairs, then it's easier to remain humble because it is done by two people.
但是如果一个人出去，有时候就觉得这个功劳都是我的。
But if it's only one person who is going out to do the work, sometimes it might feel like all of the labor was done by me.
其实保罗撒种，亚波罗浇灌，神叫他长大，真正的工作是神在做的。
But the Bible tells us that Paul planted the seed and Apollos water, but it is God who gives the growth.
而且慕道朋友，如果一个人有两个人跟他跟进，有时候这一个人好像那个线断掉了，他还有另外一个人可以继续来跟进。
And for example, in the case where true seekers have two people who they are in contact with, then if they somehow break contact with one person, then they still can reach out to the other person.
所以，这个原则就是两个两个。
So the principle is to go out two by two.
所以主耶稣差这个十二个门徒等于出去实习呀。
So Jesus called, sent out the 12 to intern.
那到最后工作交给他们是主耶稣升天以后。
And the final mission that the disciples were called to do was given to them when Jesus ascended into heaven.
所以我们在教会里面要实际负担圣工之前，如果有机会来实习，把它预备，将来能够把圣工做得更好。
And while we are seeking people to help out with holy work, if there is an opportunity for us to allow these members to undergo some trainings or internships before they go out to truly carry out the holy work, then this is good.
好，那接下去，我们刚刚有读的是给他们权柄。
And later it says that he gave them power over unclean spirits.
神的国不独在乎言语，乃在乎全能。
So the kingdom of God is not only about the words of mouth, but it is about, sorry.
不独在乎言语，也在乎全能，全柄。
Oh, it is not only by words of mouth, but also by power and authority.
所以保罗说，我用神迹奇事使外邦人顺服。
So the Bible says that they use
神迹奇事的能力,
signs and miracles to allow them to see the power and authority.
所以我们看他除了两个之外，就是要给他权柄。
So besides going out two by two, Jesus also gave them power and authority.
那今天这个权柄就借着圣灵赐给我们。
And this power today is given to us by the Holy Spirit.
那从第八节开始。
And starting from verse 8.
一直到11节，这个在讲什么？
Up until verse 11, what is this passage talking about?
就是表示出去传福音，不要挂虑生活，生活要很简单。
So it is talking about how while we are preaching the gospel, we should not be worried about our lives, we should live a simple life.
所以这里讲，食物不要带食物，口袋也不要带钱，除了拐杖，什么都不要带。So
here it says that you should not bring any money or not even a staff.
那第九节哦，哦，不要穿两件袍子，哈，哦，所以这个就是讲说生活很简单。
And in verse 9, it says not to put on two tunics. So here you can see that this is a very simple life.
为什么这样才能够专心呢？
And why is this? It is so that they can be focused.
哦，那为什么做圣工你不需要忧虑生活？
And so why is it that when we do holy work, we do not need to be worried about our lives?
因为如果带着权柄出去，瞎子看见，死人复活，瘸腿走路，风海平静，那这样还忧虑生活会有困难吗？
Because if we are able to have this power given by God, and we go out and we are able to heal the crippled and the blind and calm the winds and the waves, then is there anything that we need to worry about in our lives?
那个得神恩典的人自然就会拿很多东西给他们吃啊。
Those who receive the blessings of God will naturally give them many things to eat.
你看抹大拉的玛利亚鬼赶出去以后，他就是开始跟着耶稣，然后用自己的财物供给主耶稣的需要。
If we take a look at Mary Magdalene, when she, after she was healed of her demon possession, then she came and served Jesus through his ministry.
所以不要忧虑生活。
So let us not worry about our lives.
那如果我们看看第十节。
And if we look at verse 10.
进到谁家就住在那里直到离开。
In whatever place you enter a house, stay there till you depart from that place.
为什么会这样讲呢？
So why is it, does it say so?
因为每个家庭生活环境都不太一样。
So for every household, their ways of life are different.
所以做圣工传福音不是因为这个家庭接待，那下个家庭接待更好，我就换地方去了。
So, you cannot have this type of mentality where I will stay in a house, but if the house, if the situation of this house is not the most ideal, I will move to another house.
而且接待先知啊，得先知的赏赐，所以从人看起来，这好像带给这个家庭很大的负担，其实这是一种福分。
So when there is a prophet who abides in someone's house, then it brings them a lot of blessings. So sometimes we may feel like we are being a burden to this household, but actually we are bringing them blessings.
好，然后十一节开始哈。
And if we look at verse 11.
然后如果不接待的哈，就把脚上的尘土跺下去啊。
And if there is someone who does not receive you nor hear you, then depart from there and shake off the dust.
啊，为什么这样讲？
And why does it say so?
啊，因为啊，那不接待先知就没有先知的赏赐了，所以先知所做的工就跟他们无份。
Because someone does not receive the words and hear the words of this prophet, then this prophet has no part with them.
但是现在社会不一样，所以这个问题现在也不会发生。
But nowadays in society, it's different, so this will not happen.
十二节哈。
So verse 12.
所以门徒带着权柄传叫人悔改，又赶鬼医病。当然这样恩典显明，他的生活就不会有困难。
And so in verse 12, it says that they went out and preached that people should repent. So once the blessings are given to these people, then their difficulties will be gone.
那我们现在就进到第六章的14节到29节。
And so now we will move on to chapter 6, verse 14 to 29.
这个14节到29节主要是在讲施洗约翰殉道。
And so in verses 14 to 29, the main theme of this passage is about how John the Baptist was a martyr.
那施洗约翰被斩头以后，就是他工作结束，然后主耶稣就开始出来传道了。
So when John the Baptist was beheaded, it was marked the end of his work, and Jesus started to work.
因为他是为主耶稣铺路的所以路铺好了，工作结束了，主耶稣就开始传福音。
And so once John the Baptist had finished his work of paving the way for Jesus, then Jesus began to preach the gospel.
那我们现在从三点来看，第一个，施洗约翰的影响力。
So first, we can look at these three points, which is the influence of John the Baptist.
因为圣经里面讲施洗约翰有以利亚的心智跟能力。
Because the Bible tells us that John the Baptist had the spirit and the power of Elijah.
所以以利亚在当时世代影响力很大。
So the influence of Elijah in his time was very great.
他打败了450个假先知，把以色列百姓的信仰带回来，归向真神。
He had defeated the 400 false prophets and he had brought back the people to their faith.
所以他的能力很大。
So his power was very great.
那施洗约翰人就形容他有以利亚的心智能力。
And John the Baptist was described as someone who had the power and spirit of Elijah.
所以14节到16节他们在讲到他的影响力。
So from verses 14 to 16, it talks about the influence of John.
所以14节他是约翰从死里复活。
So in verse 14, it says that he is John the Baptist risen from the dead.
用这个来描写主耶稣了，就是表示约翰其实能力很大。
And so this is used to describe Jesus, which means that his power is very great.
那15节就形容他是以利亚。
And in verse 15, it describes John the Baptist as Elijah.
然后16节这西律王说他是约翰复活。
And in verse 16, Herod says that this is John whom I beheaded.
所以从这里他用这些人物来描写约翰，我们就知道约翰的很有影响力。
So from these verses, we can see how people describe John the Baptist, and we can see that he had a great influence.
那他甚至影响了王。
And he even influenced the king.
所以我们看20节。
If we look at verse 20,
西律知道约翰是义人，是圣人，所以敬畏他，保护他，听他讲论，多照着行，并且乐意听他。
So Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just and holy man, and he protected him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly.
所以连西律王都很尊敬他。
So even the king Herod was fearing John.
所以他是义人、圣人。
So John was a righteous and a just.
敬畏他、保护他、听他。
And so Herod protected and listened to him.
那就表示他是有影响力的。
And this also represents that he was influential.
所以这个影响力就是神的同在。
And this influence came from the guidance of God.
所以我们今天在信仰生活当中这个影响力不是因为我们在世界上有什么条件，我们的影响力是因为神跟我们同在。
So in our journey of faith, our influence does not come from our status on earth or what qualities we have, but rather it comes from the guidance of God.
因为教会是一个属灵的团体，不是世界的团体。
Because the church is a spiritual gathering and not a physical one.
如果一个人要把世界的影响力带进教会来，这个教会就会俗化。
If someone wants to bring the trends of the world into the church, then the church will start to conform to the trends of the earth.
但是当一个人越来越有主耶稣的样式，主耶稣的权柄能力他的影响力就越来越大，让神得荣耀。
But once someone begins to obtain more of this power from God, then they will be able to bring this into the church and glorify God.
然后17到18就是施洗约翰的公义。
And from verses 17 to 18, it talks about the righteousness of John.
对，十七节哈，希律为他的兄弟腓力的妻子基多雅的缘故差人，所以司杰汉看到希律娶他兄弟腓力的妻子，就告诉他你这个是不对的。
So John had said to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. So Herod, because Herod had married his brother's wife.
所以十八节，你娶你兄弟妻子是不合理的。
And so that's why in verse 18 it says, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife.
所以对这个先知来讲，对就是对，不对就是不对，没有站在中间的。
So for this prophet, what was right was right, and what was wrong, and there was no middle ground.
这就是他的公义。
And this was his righteousness.
要指出王的不对，这是不简单的。
And to point out the wrongdoings of the king, this is not easy.
所以我们就看整个故事，后来就是王的生日，宴会，在跳舞，很高兴，王就开一个，支票，你要什么我都要给你。
And so there came a day when Herod on his birthday gave a feast and he asked his daughter to request anything and he would give it to him.
他说要这司洗约翰的头。
And she said that she wanted the head of John the Baptist.
对，司洗约翰就因为这样殉道。
And because of this, John the Baptist became a martyr.
这是从六章十四到二十九节。
So this was chapter 6 verse 14 to 29.
让我们知道一个义人他的表现是什么，他的影响是什么，他的结果是什么。
It allows us to see for a righteous person what his influence is like, what his righteousness is like, and what the end of his life is like.
可以。这是到二十九节哈。
So this is up until verse 29.
好，从三十节开始。
So starting from verse 30.
一直到四十四节。
Up until verse 44.
甚至到结束哈。
Or even until the end.
我们可以把它概括起来，就是耶稣怜悯众人。
We can summarize it as Jesus has compassion for all.
那耶稣的怜悯从哪里来？
Where did the compassion of Jesus come from?
当然就是从神来的。
Of course it came from God.
我们来看哥罗西书。
Let us look at Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥罗西书二章九节。
Colossians 2 verse 9.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。第十节。
10.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛，是各样执政掌权者的元首。清楚。
Verse 9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. 10. And you are a complete in him who is the head of all principality and power.
这个第九节就是神丰盛的本性，在主耶稣里面把它活出来，用具体的生活把它活出来。
So here it says that Jesus was able to live out the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
所以神是很抽象。
So God is very abstract.
公义也很抽象。
And justice is also very abstract.
爱也很抽象。
Love is also abstract.
但是主耶稣把这个用具体的生活活出来。
But Jesus was able to live this out in the physical body.
他说你看到我就是看到神。
That's why Jesus says that when you see me, you see God.
你认识我就认识神。
When you come to know me, then you come to know God.
父在我里面，我在父里面。
The Father is in me, and I am in the Father.
我跟父是合一的。
And I am one with the Father.
所以主耶稣的怜悯就是他被神的爱充满的结果。
So the compassion of Jesus is a result of the fullness of God in him.
那今天这个神的本性啊，会借着圣灵浇灌在我们心里。
And so today, the divine nature of God is filled in us through the Holy Spirit.
就是罗马书五章五节第五节。
It is recorded in Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
所以一个人如果被圣灵充满，他就是充满使主耶稣的怜悯。
So if someone is filled with the Holy Spirit, then they are filled with the compassion of Jesus.
这是圣灵的果子的第一个表现。
And this is the first manifestation of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们有没有被圣灵充满？
So are we filled with the Holy Spirit?
要看我们的生活有没有主耶稣的怜悯。
We need to see if we have the compassion of Jesus in our lives.
所以有时候我们常常听在勉励啊，要更有爱心，我们常常觉得压力很大。
So sometimes when we hear encouragements, we often hear that we need to have more compassion and love, and this feels like a lot of pressure.
因为我们的爱很有限。
Because our love is very limited.
所以要把很有限，要把它付出来哦，很困难。
So to be able to give something out from something that you have a very limited amount of is very difficult.
但是如果我们被神的爱充满哦，要付出爱就很自然。
But if we are filled with this compassion from God, then being able to give it out to others is easy.
好，那我们从回来看三四节。
So let us look back at verse 30.
主耶稣本来要到旷野去休息，三十一节。
Verse 31.
他要到旷野休息，为什么？因为工作很忙，连吃饭也没有功夫。
So in verse 31, Jesus told the disciples to come aside by ourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. And this is because they were coming and going and they did not have time to eat.
所以这个告诉我们主耶稣对传福音非常投入。
So this tells us that Jesus was very dedicated to preaching the gospel.
因为他知道他的时间很有限，所以每一天都要尽量的把他的工作做好。
Because Jesus knew that his time was limited, he put in all his effort into doing his work.
但是他带有肉体所以他要休息。
But because he was in a physical body, he needed to rest.
然后我们看33节。
So let us look at verse 33.
那许多人认识他们就先跑到这个湖的另外一边去等他们。
So when the multitude saw them departing, they ran there to the other side of the lake.
那我们看主耶稣会怎么做。
So let us look at what Jesus did.
如果是我们当我们很累的时候电话也不接，人也不回因为我们要休息。
So sometimes when we are feeling very tired, then we don't respond to our phone calls and we don't talk to other people because we really want to rest.
但是主耶稣在这里他做了三件事情。
But the Lord Jesus here did three things.
我们现在回来看马可福音第六章。
Let us turn back to Mark chapter 6.
34节。
Verse 34.
耶稣出来见有许多人就怜悯他们，因为他们羊没有牧人，所以第一件事情教训他们许多的道理。
So the first thing was that Jesus taught them many teachings.
羊没有牧人。
They were like sheep without a shepherd.
那这个是怎么一回事呢？
So what does how did this come about?
如果我们回到以赛亚书53章。
If we turn back to Isaiah chapter 53,
第六节,
verse 6,
以赛亚书53章第六节,
Isaiah 53, verse 6,
我们都如羊走迷的路，个人偏行己路，神是我们众人的贵，归在他的身上。请读。
All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
这个地方讲我们好像羊走迷的路。
Here it says that we are like sheep who have gone astray.
我们到底有多少人会觉得自己走迷路呢？大概很少。
How many of us feel like we have gone astray? Probably not many.
哦，因为这个是我的生活方式，这是我的选择，这是我的喜爱，我有什么走迷路？
Because this is my way of life, this is my decision, and this is what I like to do, so how am I going astray?
哦，那这里用羊走迷路，就是表示有一个牧人。
So here, if someone goes astray, that means that they need a shepherd.
哦，那牧人哦，他会引导羊在走路。
And the shepherd guides their sheep to where they should go.
哦，那这个羊走的路跟牧人要带领的不一样，这个叫做偏行己路。
And if the sheep does not go on the same path as his shepherd, then this is called going astray.
哦，所以我们的生活，如果主耶稣看着对的，那就真的是对。
And if our lives in God's eyes are viewed as right, then this is right.
那如果我们看是对的，主耶稣看是不对的，那还是主耶稣看的是对的。
But if we view our lives as right or good, but the God does not view it as right, then the perspective of God is the correct one.
那这个叫做偏行己路。
And this is what it means to turn to his own way.
哦，那接下去叫做他使我们众人的罪归在他身上，所以偏了，在神看起来就是走在罪的道路上。
And so next it says that the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And so when we go astray, we are walking in the path of sin.
哦，所以我们回到马可第六章，哦，主耶稣为什么怜悯他们，第一件事情就讲道。
So in Mark chapter 6, the first thing that Jesus did when he had compassion on the people was to preach the word of God to them.
哦，因为他本身就是道路、真理、生命。
Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
所以他希望人能够认识他的道。
And he wishes that all can come to understand his words.
那他的道就是真理。
And his word is the truth.
那如果活在真理里面，我们就可以得生命，得更丰盛的生命。
And if we live in the truth, then we can live a more abundant life.
所以我们的信仰哦，入门可能是为着生活的困难。
So the entry point of our faith may come because we want to overcome our life's difficulties.
或者我们需要平安。
Or we need peace.
啊，这个啊，是我们信仰的入门。
This is the entrance of our faith.
那入门以后我们要追求什么？
But after we have entered into the faith, what should we pursue?
就是要追求走在道真理的路上。
We need to pursue walking on the way of truth.
那真理的路上就是成圣的一条路。
And this way of truth is a way that is becoming holy.
那是我们跟神越来越有神的本性。
And we become more and more like the nature of God.
所以主耶稣教训他们许多的道理。
So Jesus taught them many teachings.
那第二个，主耶稣怜悯他们，第二件事情是什么？
So when Jesus had compassion on the people, what was the second thing that he did?
就是37节一直到44节。
In verse 37 to 44,
就是为用五个饼两条鱼喂的五千人。
Jesus fed the 5,000 people with five bread and two fish.
因为主耶稣看他们听道理这么久了，主耶稣怜悯他们，就变饼给他们吃。
Because Jesus saw that the multitude had been listening for so long, so he had compassion on them, and he gave them bread and fish to eat.
那这个也告诉我们哈，一个人如果追求神的国跟神的义，那日常的生活日用的饮食神都会赐给他们。
And so this tells us that if someone seeks first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then he does not need to worry about his daily needs.
所以前面他们在听道理，那接下去主耶稣就变饼给他们吃。
SoIn the first part, the multitude was listening to the words of Jesus, and then in the next part, Jesus gave them bread and fish to eat.
哦，所以对人来讲，哦，这个道理跟我生活的需要有什么关系呢？
So for a human, listening to God's word, how is this related to my life?
好像这没有关系呀。
It seems unrelated.
但是对神来讲啊，我们借着追求道理亲近神啊，那神看顾我们的生活需要，就用很多的方法啊看顾我们生活的需要，神就供给。
But if we carefully listen to the words of God, then we draw closer to God, and then God is able to provide for all of our daily needs.
而且神的方法非常奇妙。
And the method of God is very miraculous.
5个饼两条鱼可以变饼给5000个人吃。
Just five bread and two fish was able to feed 5,000 people.
啊，所以神能够使没有变成有，
So God can turn nothing into something.
所以旷野都能够用玛纳养活他们40年。
In the wilderness, God was able to sustain the people by giving them manna.
哦，所以不要为忧虑生活太多，
So let us not be anxious about our lives too
哦，
much.
要先追求神的国，神的义。
We need to first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
就像这5000个人，天主耶稣讲道，主耶稣就变饼给他们吃。
Just like these 5,000 people who first listened to the words of Jesus and then later Jesus gave them food to eat.
不只是这样啊，从45节到结束，主耶稣就医他们的病。
So it's not only so, from verses 45 until the end, Jesus heals their sickness,
啊，就是解决他们生活的困难。
which is Jesus resolves the difficulties of their lives.
我们这一节就到这个地方结束。
So this session will end here.
啊，我们现在一起来默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.